Get ready to what? And drive further with Caltex this Lunar New Year. From 2nd January to 28th February 2026, simply spend $60 on fuel at Caltex and stand to win Star March discounts, partner offers, and more. Prepare for lots of prizes, lots of smiles, and lots of what to go around. Plus, for your festive feast, enjoy up to $8 off selected abalone sets with participating bank cards. What will you win? Visit any Caltex station to find out today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Your Singapore Weekend.
And I'm Susan Ng. Thank you very much for joining me today. We want to talk about rehabilitation, which can be long. It's also lonely, and it's a journey for many seniors, especially those who might have had a stroke. But what if therapy felt more like playing a game with friends rather than doing exercises all by yourself? A student team from the Singapore Polytechnic has used virtual reality to reimagine elderly, turning recovery into shared experiences that support not just physical healing, but confidence, connection, and joy. And I'm joined today in the studio by Priscilla Loy Hui Ying, who is a final year diploma in computer engineering from Singapore Polytechnic School of Electrical and Electronic Engineering. She's one half of a team behind this particular project. Priscilla, thank you very much for making time.
No problem. Thank you.
So, final year computer engineering student. This project is interesting because not because of what you're studying in school, but it is a project that is not all of one or something else. It actually sits at the intersection of a couple of things, right? One is tech, the other is healthcare. Now, what inspired you and your other team member to explore VR as a tool for elderly rehabilitation?
The inspiration came from seeing a gap between what actually works clinically and what keeps the patients engaged. While traditional therapy works, many seniors struggle to stay motivated due to repetitive exercises and limited social interaction. Through research and exposure to community programs, we began to see how immersive technology could truly transform repetitive exercises into meaningful, enjoyable experiences. Our team and supervisor, Dr. Jai Chanda, found a way to combine physical therapy, cognitive stimulation, and motivation using VR, turning rehabilitation into an activity that seniors look forward to.
Have you had experience at home, personally, within your family or your extended family, where someone actually has had to go through rehabilitation and found it quite boring? It doesn't have to be your family, other families as well?
I have experience with my friends, and I heard also about many stories online that rehabilitation can be very stressful and painful.
For the patient or even for the families?
For both of them, patients and families.
Was this why you kickstarted this particular program?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So repetitive, I understand, right? First of all, you know, I don't really get out there to exercise quite a lot. And when I do, I try to look for different things to do. But then you fall back on same old, because it's easy. You just get out there and you do whatever you always do. But this repetition puts some people off, especially when they're trying to get out of an illness, right? Because it's lonely as well, especially for a senior who might be recovering. So your VR system actually will change the experience for seniors. Share how that works.
Sure. Social isolation is a significant challenge in elderly care. Yeah. So we deliberately designed our multiplayer games in our VR rehab systems to incorporate elements to encourage communication, teamwork, and shared achievement. Mm. Rehabilitation should not feel lonely. By turning therapy into shared missions, such as cooking together or completing tasks as a team, seniors engage not only physically but also socially. This social interaction keeps them motivated and improves their well-being, which is critical for long-term recovery outcomes.
Right. While putting this project together, designing it and doing the research, right, your team member has joined you as well today. Have you had opportunities during the lead-up to presenting your program to talk to people, to talk to seniors in the community who are going through exactly what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. Our seniors from this project actually went to elderly care centres to test out their VR games. And we recently collaborated with NLB as well for the Digital Program and Innovation Showcase, where we gathered direct feedback from seniors who played our games. From there, we made improvements in pacing, clarity and accessibility to seniors with limited technology experience. At first, they were very hesitant, but after they tried the system, their curiosity and enthusiasm were notable. We were surprised by how quickly they adapted and how eager they were to challenge themselves or replay the games. Some even asked if they could try the next level. The shift from hesitation to enjoyment reinforced our belief that age is not just a barrier, and if design is inclusive and purposeful, there's nothing stopping them.
Correct, right? Us seniors are fun people too, you know, Priscilla. I mean, especially when it comes to rehabilitation. When we're trying to recover from something, doing something fun, I think, helps us along the way. Right? Rather than something boring and repetitive and we do it because no choice, let's just go do it. But you've worked many things into this. So let's talk about this, because you talked about games. And obviously, this whole social element is important. Multiplayer element was also very important, right? When you designed your system. So you took all of that into consideration and you designed games. First of all, why was this important? Because you could have designed a system just for me and I could have played the games alone and been quite happy, but you've designed a system where I can play the game with someone else. So it's a whole multiplayer element to it. This was important too?
Yes, we incorporated the multiplayer system because we wanted to have social aspect to it. So not just, for example, patients in hospitals where they can do rehabilitation, but when they feel challenged, they can also feel lonely sometimes. That's why we incorporated the multiplayer aspect, so that they can face problems like this with someone that have faced a similar journey,
right,
so that they can also have, also can make friends while having fun with rehab.
Yes, that's the thing. When you go home, you're faced with only yourself and whatever you're supposed to be doing, whether it's a machine or a walker or something. But to do this with someone else then makes it a lot more meaningful. So let's talk about the games. Right? You talked about cooking games and things like that. Explain that to us.
So there are two games that we created. First, Active Us is a game that has... Active Us consists of four mini games: climbing, slingshot, whack a pig, and arcade basketball. Each targets specific rehabilitation goals such as balance, coordination, and reaction time. The score or time taken in the game is recorded so that therapists can monitor improvement over the rehabilitation period. Second, Kukla is a Singaporean multiplayer VR game where players can work together to prepare a local dish, following steps like gathering ingredients, chopping vegetables, cooking chicken, and assembling the chicken rice. These actions train attention, memory, and hand-eye coordination, while teamwork strengthens cognitive engagement and communication. Whether you're from a senior centre in Toa Payoh or a centre at Eunos, you can team up with seniors across Singapore to cook up your local delights.
So actually, all of these are everyday activities that you've mentioned. Cooking and walking and whatever, right? So you train not just your... physical, if you're actually trying to recover from a stroke, that there is a rehabilitation process that we have to go through. But it also would be helpful for people who have dementia. Because with a cooking game, I have to remember what goes into my dish. So if I'm playing this game, then I can imagine what it could be if I were to put 7 ingredients versus 25 into what my dish, then that does help with cognitive improvement, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So designing for seniors is not easy, Priscilla.
Yeah,
it is not easy because there are unique challenges. So what key considerations did you have to put in? Because this is a virtual reality game. So first of all, many seniors aren't used to things like VR. Okay. So you must think about safety, about comfort and usability at the end of the day, because you don't want to design something for me and then I go in and say, oh, give me a headache, makes me dizzy and I don't know what's going on. So what went into the design and the planning of this?
That's a very good question. Safety and comfort were prioritized from the start. We designed simple interfaces with clear visual cues, minimal text, and intuitive interactions. Movement intensity is adjustable, and all activities are designed to be performed in safe physical boundaries. We also minimize motion discomfort by using teleportation for movement and discrete rotations for turning. We also incorporated different difficulty levels so that if seniors have more difficulty, right, they can choose easier levels so they can tailor to their needs.
Right, then they get used to it and they can up their level and okay, I get it now. All right, so that's important. But you've had seniors try this system out, haven't you?
Mm, they really liked it. At first, it was really difficult to adjust. But after a while, they found out that it was easier than they thought it was. And they can find out, then they can play the games. Because most of them are very intuitive, like a chopping board. What do? You just chop the vegetables.
Okay. So that's how you made it, so that seniors can feel more at home. And it's not rocket science for them to play. Okay, so you've tested this out at community showcases and they did better than you thought. Were you surprised by this?
Yes, I was actually surprised. To make it easy to understand also, we made sure that there's multiple languages available. So not just English, but also the mother tongues, English, Chinese, Malay and Tamil. So everyone can adjust to it.
Okay, so I know that VR does help address issues like motivation, memory. You talked about that. You talked about social isolation and all of that. But beyond physical recovery, your project also focuses on cognitive health and emotional well-being. So I understand this to a certain extent, that when seniors have opportunity to be with other seniors or play games with other seniors, whether virtually or not, they feel connected. They feel a connection that they might not have had. How do you think this actually helps in the overall recovery?
That's a very good question. Because social isolation is a significant challenge in elderly care, we deliberately design multiplayer and cooperative elements to encourage communication, teamwork, and shared achievement. Rehabilitation should not feel lonely. So we turn this therapy into shared missions so that they can make friends, foster teamwork, and also encourage new bonds and friendships.
Yeah, making new friends.
Making
is very,
the rehabilitation easier.
Yeah, and when you meet someone who is going through the same process as you are, then you don't feel so alone. Because every time we go through something like that, whatever that might be, we always go, I'm the only one going through this. And to have that network, I think, is helpful when we're trying to recover from an illness, you know, from a stroke or something, and then you have someone to walk that journey with you. There are discussions, I understand, underway with community partners like Lions Befrienders. Okay, so what could a real-world rollout in an elderly care home look like? I mean, this is an ambitious plan, but I believe that this could work in a senior home, in a care home.
In a care home setting, VR sessions could be integrated into weekly rehabilitation programs. Right now, we created a 16-week program, but we are looking forward to making a 4-month program for longer-term elder care centers.
Okay.
These programs can be guided by therapists or facilitators, and games can be selected based on individual needs. Each game targets on different areas like memory, attention span, motor control, and also cognitive functions. And progress data can help personalize therapy plans. With partners like Lion Befrienders, VR can complement existing social activities, turning rehabilitation into a community-based experience rather than a clinical one.
Together with your team member, we've got to give him some credit because he is sitting here, Nihilis, right, Ung? I mean, together, what does your long-term vision look like?
I see VR and AR becoming essential tools in preventive care, rehabilitation, and active aging. And then I envision these tools used in active care centers.
What does it mean for you? Because you're young, you're still in school, but you will graduate in not too long. What does it mean to you to create technology that supports seniors, that supports independence? And I think more importantly, Priscilla, to support quality of life, good quality of life.
Mm. As young engineers, we find building technology that supports dignity, independence, and quality of life deeply meaningful. This project emphasizes that engineering is not just about innovation, but also the responsibility, and it's a way to give back to the community. When designed thoughtfully, technology can empower seniors to live healthier, more connected, and have a more fulfilling life. And this makes us very happy because we use our skills that we learn in school to help out in the community.
You know, I do hope that you will take this to market, and this partnership with Lions Befrienders is but the first step in partnerships with many more care homes and senior homes here in Singapore. I mean, if you had just one wish on a wish list that may or may not exist, Priscilla, I know you're going to speak for Nihilus now, but if you had a wish list, what would that one wish be for this project?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, have a quick think about it. What would that be? Hopefully to more homes? What, to take it to market?
In 2030, there'll be 1 in 5 Singaporeans who are going to be elderly, right? So I want to ensure that Singapore is a very great place to for active aging and ensure that my parents and grandparents can also live healthier.
Well said. And I wish you both the best as you take this next step with this project and maybe many other projects that you will embark on after graduation. And I wish you the best. And I look forward to, you know, hearing from you when all your projects come to fruition, and the best of luck with Lions Befrienders.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. Congratulations on this particular project that you're doing. Priscilla Loy Hui Ying, final year diploma in computer engineering student from Singapore Polytechnic School of Electrical and Electronic Engineering, together with her team member, Nihilus Ng. They've designed a VR game that is useful for seniors who are recovering and going through therapy, particularly seniors who've suffered a stroke. Well, you can check out courses offered by Singapore Polytechnic. And of course, they have an open house that's coming up, but all of those details are available on their website, www.sp.edu.sg. Priscilla and Nihilus, thank you both very much for making time to come down to our studios today.
Thank you.
Get ready to what? And drive further with Caltex this Lunar New Year. From 2nd January to 28th February 2026, simply spend $60 on fuel at Caltex and stand to win Star March discounts, partner offers, and more. Prepare for lots of prizes, lots of smiles, and lots of what to go around. Plus, for your festive feast, enjoy up to $8 off selected abalone sets with participating bank cards. What will you win? Visit any Caltex station to find out today. Terms and conditions apply.